Good evening. As we have sung, it's very clear that there is no other way but to trust and obey. And I think that's the greatest challenge in Christian walk for anybody. There are occasions when that may not be followed as it is supposed to be, but God is faithful and just that He would give us opportunities one after another to see that we trust Him and obey. As Lakshman mentioned earlier, we had a very hectic, long time with the parables. But the good news is that today is the last day. You won't be taxed or burdened, you know, with any more parable for some time at least. And we probably would go some other topics, as I understand. I noticed few things in this long series. I would like to share that, and if anybody would like to have anything to share at the end of today's time together with each one of us, you are more than welcome. I would hopefully try to stop it at least 5 minutes early, so that at least a few points, if you feel which way you are edified, strengthened, encouraged by any of these parables, or your walk with these parables, you may be able to share at least a few. For today's portion, let's go to Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 1 to 9. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do. When I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their house. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, a 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the holy and precious word of yours, which was long before we were born. It was written for our benefit, our strength, our edification. Tonight, we commit ourselves and we pray for our time together that we will be able to enjoy the many, many blessings by studying and listening to your word. For we ask with thanksgiving in our Lord Jesus' blessed name we pray. In New American Version, it is the word shrewd. Do we have any other version here other than the word shrewd in that verse 8? The master commended the unjust steward for he had acted. He dealt shrewdly. Do we have any other version here? Wisely. Okay. Sorry. NIV, okay, all right. I looked at this word, you know, in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and it says clever and artful ways of dealing. clever and artful ways of dealing. One way to study a word is look for the opposite of shrewd. That's naive or gullible. These things can go either one way or other. But it's very interesting that this is one area the Lord Jesus is giving a hint to the listeners. You look at these people who are worldly and see their shrewdness. Let's see who, of course, the Lord Jesus is the narrator of this parable, and this is addressed to his own disciples. If you notice all the parables that we went through, some of them were to the general public, some of them to the Pharisees and the scribes, some to a particular event that he wanted to point out and bring out as some eternal truth. They all bring vital truth, by the way, with this everyday event, which was to be noticed when he narrated that. All those things, that they are not mere stories, because any of those parables, they were likely to happen at the time. That's why they are called a parable. By the way, nobody has composed any parable other than Lord Jesus, and it is not easy as we think. If any one of us can try to compose a parable, this is a big challenge. Spiritual truth, our Lord himself narrated through a parable which no one could succeed. The truth he brought out to the required strength and also with the targeted audience. Let's see, this parable has a few things we need to dig out. Usually a parable will have an introduction and also a building up of the main theme. And then there is a crisis point. And finally, there is a time to learn from that. That is usually. But in this case, verse 1-2, introduction and climax is already there. If you notice that he said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward and had an accusation. Was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. That was a great hit for the man who was doing the affairs of this rich man. In Jewish times, rich people had servants. Both male and female, and also they had in charge of all the servants, they had a steward. He is in charge of taking care of all the income, expenses, arranging foods, taking care of the master's business. Not only that, he was authorized to deal transactions on his master's behalf. So that looks like he was the CEO of that estate or the rich man. He was such a very key position, but what happened, it was all on a sudden. He was called, and because of the bad news, right away he was fired. But he was still in the payroll. He was not still removed yet. There was little time left. And the man says, after following that event, he says, then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig, I am ashamed to beg, I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their house. Verse 3 and 5, he right away planned a strategy. Rather than fretting and fuming about what happened, he already planned a strategy. And then verse 6 to 7, it's interesting that since he is still the steward, he just called his debtors, the master's debtors, and then he worked out a deal with them, verse 6 to 7. And he said, so he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe, master? You owe to my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. It's very interesting that although he received a bad news and the time was so short, he was very prudent to act within the last few days of his stewardship. In other words, you had a little window of time to take care of the business. And although the past record is dismal, nothing to be claimed before the master, this thing, he figured out a strategy that giving a large discount to the debtors would bring a sudden flow of money or income to the landlord. And you know that landlords or businessmen, they need revenue. Usually in retail business, we know that in the month of October to December, almost 30% of the whole year's income is generated within the 30 day or 3 months time. You know why? Because of the larger discount that is offered to the public. And the more nearer to the end of the year, the discount is increased. And people, even if many people may not be needing stuff, but they will keep buying. And the revenue will come back to the landlord or to the business people. And this is what the strategy this man did. He had probably authorization to do that, but this was like a backdoor business deal with the debtors. And the way how he called them is also interesting. He called every one of his master's debtors and said to the first, "How much do you owe, my master?" And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. He also noticed that he was a good deal maker as well. He got a good time for a deal with his debtors. They were also probably thinking how to pay back their debts, but a better deal he could work out. And also time is a very crucial factor here. He says, write down quickly 50 instead of 100. And maybe that debtor was happy to write it 50 because the invoice would read only 50% less of what it was early. And he called the second one and take your bill. And then he said to the other, how much do you owe? And so he said 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. Probably, he would probably brought quite a bit revenue within the last few days of his service. That probably is the reason why the master commended the unjust reward, because he had dealt shrewdly. Even if past record was not so good, the only time left, he acted wisely. I don't think anywhere else like this, where the Lord is actually pointing his own disciples, that's also including us, learn from these people who are acting wisely. And what does it mean? For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. Material possessions, that's what we are talking here. These people like the steward who was dealing with material possessions, right? 100 measures of wheat, 100 measures of oil, these are all material stuff. But how people who are entrusted to that job and the steward like this acted very, very shrewdly, wisely, even at the last minute. And that probably saved a great deal of reputation for him at the end, because he concluded that by doing so, he will buy back their allegiance. And when in times of need, he will be received by those people and he would be able to do maybe some other business with them, or he would be welcome in their home. Neither way, whatever time left, he just was wise, prudent, and clever enough to work out a deal with those people. And that is why the Lord Jesus reminded his disciples, commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. I think this is a great lesson for us to remember that those who are wise, those who are prudent, and those who are hardworking, they would make every effort, even when things are not favorable, even things are failing. This steward's example is a great example for us to remember that sons of this world, some of them,